When I Heard the Learned Astronomer by Walt Whitman. When I heard the learned astronomer, when the proofs, the figures were ranged in columns before me, when I was shown the charts and diagrams to add, divide, and measure them, when I, sitting, heard the astronomer where he lectured with much applause in the lecture room, how soon unaccountable I became, tired and sick, till, rising and gliding out, I wandered off by myself in the mystical, moist night air, and from time to time looked up in perfect silence at the stars. And from time to time looked up in perfect silence at the stars. That's the secret of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Whereas the rest of the year, we have to use proofs, figures, ranged columns, charts, and diagrams. We learn Torah. We have all sorts of complex halachos, laws, Shulchan Aruch, philosophy, theology, discussions of hashkafa, the outlook of how a Jew should be, lumdus, etc., etc. Judaism is an extraordinarily rich tradition, religion, and Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the learning of Torah, the understanding, delving, dividing, measuring, and diving into the depths of the profound intricacies of Torah. This is what a Jew is supposed to do. We're supposed to always be growing and learning and trying to understand deeper and having a more mature and learned outlook on Hashem. That's the whole year. That's what a Jew is supposed to do the whole year. Our relationship with Hashem should always be maturing and growing and getting deeper. But on Rosh Hashanah, it's different. Rosh Hashanah, we have to wander off into the mystical night air and look up in perfect silence at the stars with the shofar. The shofar is that time where we leave intellect, we leave understanding behind. We don't approach Rosh Hashanah with calculations and planning and fancy Dvar Torahs, definitely not Pilpulim. The shofar is about looking up in perfect silence. And this is how Chassidus explains the opinion in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. There's an opinion that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah has to be taken from an ibex, a ya'el, because the shofar of Rosh Hashanah has to be straight. The actual shofar has to be straight, pashut. Pashut means straight, without any curves, without any complexities, without any intricacies. The ibex's horn is pashut, it's straight. And as the Gemara explains, because that of this Tana holds, this opinion holds, that on Rosh Hashanah, kam de poshet inish daite tfei mali, the more a person straightens their mind and makes it simple, without any bends or twist, it's better. On Rosh Hashanah, one has to be simple, almost childlike and sincere, without any bends, curves, or twists. Because Rosh Hashanah, there's no way to reach that level of God's essence, which the holy Yomim Neroim, the awesome day of Rosh Hashanah, is about, with your mind. Even with your speech, with your words, like the rest of the year. The rest of the year, we use words, we try to be like the learned astronomer. Rosh Hashanah, with the shofar, we look up in perfect silence at Hashem. Like a little child, in the most simple way, with the shofar, we're screaming out to Hashem. Because more than the rest of the year, the whole day is coming back to our source, our infinite source, which is God's essence, and that we can't reach with calculations and charts and diagrams. It's just a simple, simple cry to Hashem. And the Tzemach Tzedek also explains that when the Gemara says, Kol ma de poshet, that the more you're simple, the word poshet also means to be undressed. Yit pashet means to undress. And the whole point of the day is to take off from ourselves, our souls, the garments of intellect, even of emotions, any complexities, just to come to the childlike essence of our soul. Because in Rosh Hashanah, it's also Hashem Who's pasha, too simple. We have to come to that simple, infinite essence of God, way above the garments of the creation of worlds. Because Rosh Hashanah, we go back to the source. Before God enclothed himself in worlds and emanations and spheres and creation, it's just an undressed, naked soul of ours speaking to the essence, the simple, the poshut essence of God's infinite being, before he becomes enclothed in anything specific. When listening to the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we have to be like babies again. The pristine core of our souls crying out to the pristine core of what God is, looking up in perfect silence to Hashem.